This is Not Today, a The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Little Black Ghost and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains significant spoilers for the end of the 2012 movie. It's when Dwalin screams, "Thorin!" that Keeley finally realizes the extremity of the situation. They've been attacked by orc packs before, and he's known fear before, but not like this. He looks up to Feely, hanging over a thick branch, holding on for dear life. It doesn't look like Feely has noticed that Thorin's gone. He's not with them anymore. Keeley looks back, and his heart stops as he watches the white warg pick his uncle up in its unforgiving jaws, like he's nothing, just a branch or a scrap of meat. Keeley tries to yell, but nothing comes out. He looks around, trying to see if anyone has the ability to escape the tree to aid his uncle, but they're all hanging there, holding on for dear life over the edge of the cliff. It's over, Keeley's sure. He tightens his grip on the branch as the tree creaks again, a little closer to tipping over the edge. The journey is over, and it hits Keeley like an axe to the stomach. He'll never see Erebor, his home mountain, his family's legacy. He'll never be sang of in legend, or be remembered for his bravery. Not that any of that really mattered to Keeley, or Feely for that matter. This was for Thorin, for their mother, for those that had their lives stolen by that demon Firedrake. Keeley closes his eyes, feeling the creak of the tree's branches under his arms, just waiting to fall. His heart is broken, and he can't bear to watch as his uncle, his brother, and his friends all die around him. Suddenly, there's a hand wrapping around his arm, and Keeley looks up to see Feely on his feet, standing on the bark of the tree and trying to pull Keeley up. Keeley looks at him, confused, before he looks down the bark to see the halfling running at the orc pack. "What's he?" Keeley cuts himself off as Feely pulls him up, and they both watch as Bilbo Baggins, the little hobbit of the Shire, takes down an orc three times his size before throwing himself in front of Thorin's still body. Keeley looks back at his brother, whose face is set in a stony expression. "Come on, little brother," Feely says, and he raises his sword. Keeley doesn't say anything, just feels a fire in his heart as he follows after Feely, Dwalin pulling himself up just a foot behind them as they pass. Keeley knows this journey will take them eventually, but not today. The end. Reader's notes. So I saw The Hobbit Unexpected Journey twice now over the course of a week, and I got back from the theater today, and I just had all these feelings, and then I read this, and I was just like, oh, my heart. Okay. Thanks for listening. You should definitely go see the movie if you haven't already. Bye.